Lesson 4. Text A. What's the matter with you? Good afternoon, Dr. Dawes.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Welsh.
Please come this way, Doctor. Peter's in this room.
Well, Peter, I'm sorry you're ill. What is the matter with you? I don't know, Doctor. I'm ill. I have a headache and a stomachache. Show me your tongue. What did you eat yesterday? Well, Doctor, Did you eat any cake? Yes, I ate some cake. Did you eat any ice cream? Well, yes, I did. I ate some ice cream. Did you eat any candy? Well, yes, I did. I ate some candy. Young man, tell me everything you ate yesterday evening. Well, Doctor, I went to a birthday party. I see. How many pieces of cake did you eat? 3, Doctor. How many plates of ice cream did you eat, young man? Gosh, Doctor, I had only 3 plates of ice cream. John had 4. Text B. How did you lose your way? Mrs. Brown's old grandfather lived with her and her husband. Every morning he went for a walk in the park and came home at 12:30 for his lunch. But one morning a police car stopped outside Mrs. Brown's house at 12:00, and 2 policemen helped Mr. Brown to get out. One of them said to Mrs. Brown, "The poor old gentleman lost his way in the park and telephoned to us for help, so we sent a car to bring him home." Mrs. Brown was very surprised, but she thanked the policeman and they left. "But Grandfather," she then said, "you have been to that park nearly every day for 20. How did you lose your way there?" The old man smiled, closed one eye and said, "I didn't quite lose my way. I just got tired and I didn't want to walk home."
Seven. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading and retell the story to your partner. One morning, a man was crossing a narrow bridge when he saw a fisherman on the shady bank of the deep, smooth river under him. So he stopped to watch him quietly. After a few minutes, the fisherman pulled his line in. There was a big, fat fish at the end of it. The fisherman took it off the hook and threw it back into the water. Then he put his hook and line in again. After a few more minutes, he caught another big fish. Again he threw it back into the river. Then, the third time, he caught a small fish. He put it into his basket and started to get ready to go. The man on the bridge was very surprised. So he spoke to the fisherman. He said, "Why did you throw those beautiful big fish back into the water and keep only that small one?" The fisherman looked up and answered, "Small frying pan."